Joseph Ellison Timaan Vale, Book 1, Chapter 34 of the Ecclesiastical History of England, by the Venerable Bede. How Ethelfrid, King of the Northumbrians, having vanquished the nations of the Scots, expelled them from the territories of the English. Year 603 AD. At this time, the brave and ambitious king, Ethelfrid, governed the kingdom of the Northumbrians, and ravaged the Britons more than all the chiefs of the English, insomuch that he might be compared to Saul of old, king of the Israelites, save only in this, that he was ignorant of divine religion, for he conquered more territories from the Britons than any other chieftain or king, either subduing the inhabitants and making them tributary, or driving them out and planting the English in their places. To him might justly be applied the saying of the patriarch blessing his son in the person of Saul, "Benjamin shall ravine as a wolf, in the morning he shall devour the prey, and at night he shall divide the spoil." Hereupon Aidan, king of the Scots that dwell in Britain, being alarmed by his successors, came against him with a great and mighty army, but he was defeated, and fled with a few followers, for almost all his army was cut to pieces at a famous place called Degsastan, that is, Degsastone, in which battle also Theobald, brother to Ethelfrid, was killed, with almost all the forces he commanded. This war Ethelfrid brought to an end in the year of our Lord 603, the 11th of his own reign, which lasted 24 years, and the first year of the reign of Phocas, who then was at the head of the Roman Empire. From that time, no king of the Scots durst come into Britain to make war on the English to this day. End of Book 1 of the Ecclesiastical History of England, by the Venerable Bede.